You're with SBS Radio.
Produktivitas Australia, pendengar, telah melemah dalam beberapa tahun terakhir dengan pertumbuhan rata-rata 1,1% di bawah rata-rata jangka panjang 1,5%. Sebuah laporan baru Deloitte yang ditugaskan oleh SBS berpendapat bahwa fokus yang lebih kuat terhadap inklusi sosial memiliki potensi untuk mengangkat GDP atau produk domestik bruto negara hampir 12,7 miliar per tahun. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Lynn Evelyn. Sophia Chia mengelola toko bunga online yang bernama Angkor Flowers and Crafts berbasis di Sydney Barat. Ini adalah perusahaan sosial yang ia mulai pada bulan September 2014 yang juga melatih keterampilan floristry perempuan migran dan pengungsi dan bertujuan untuk membantu membangun kepercayaan diri dalam keterampilan bahasa Inggris mereka. Michelle mengatakan bahwa ia berharap melalui program ini, para pendatang baru negeri ini akan merasa lebih diberdayakan untuk memasuki dunia kerja.
I realize that, you know, a lot more migrant and refugee women coming to Australia mainly have limited skill and English. So most of the time making them feel, you know, not confident from what they can do. So what I offer to them is part of the learning flower arrangement to make them happy. And then the next day is let them think about the future. Even they have limited English, even they have, they thought that they don't have a skill, but now they can do flower, which means they can do something. So it's the part of the confidence is the most important.
Michelle mengatakan pengalamannya sendirilah yang menginspirasinya untuk memulai usaha kecil yang merangkul inklusivitas.
From my experience as a migrant, I found that, you know, when I came to Australia, even go to order the food, or, you know, I feel really difficult for myself, and at most of the time I don't confident that I can do, you know, a lot of things, because the women showing that, you know, it's really useful for them. And even though I have a lot of struggle in my work, but when I hear people that this is what they want, this is really important for them, so that's keep me doing my work.
Meski penelitian sebelumnya menunjukkan bahwa inklusi di tempat kerja di Australia telah meningkat seiring berjalannya waktu, masih ada ruang yang signifikan untuk adanya perbaikan. Partisipasi tenaga kerja dengan disabilitas hampir 30% di bawah mereka yang tidak memiliki disabilitas. Kesenjangan upah berdasarkan gender tetap berada di angka sekitar 15%, serta pelaporan pengalaman diskriminasi karena asal etnis atau agama meningkat lebih dari 2 kali lipat antara tahun 2007 dan 2017. John O'Mahony, penulis laporan baru dari Deloitte Access Economics, mengatakan inklusi sosial jauh lebih dari sekedar memerangi rasisme.
Social inclusion is about a lot more than just anti-discrimination legislation. It's giving people all of the opportunities to have the most prosperous life that they can. That is access to health services, education services, participating in the community. And they can operate as a virtuous circle. So once people have better education, they'll have better employment prospects, and of course, that can lead to better health benefits and other things as well.
Managing Director SBS, James Taylor, mengatakan laporan ini menunjukkan bahwa inklusivitas yang lebih besar tidak hanya menguntungkan publik, tetapi juga bisa menjadi peluang utama ekonomi.
Well, Australia has a well-earned reputation as being both a multicultural and inclusive society. A place where irrespective of who you are or where you're born or what you believe, you can participate. What this Deloitte report demonstrates in economic terms is that we can do better. And if we can create teams and workplaces and communities that are more diverse and more inclusive, there's economic benefit for all Australians, not just those who are being included.
Bendahara Federal Josh Frydenberg telah mendesak bisnis untuk memompa kembali laba usaha untuk perekonomian melalui investasi daripada memprioritaskan pengembalian bagi para pemegang saham. Peter Strong, Kepala Eksekutif Dewan Organisasi Bisnis Kecil Australia, mengatakan meski investasi untuk penelitian dan pengembangan merupakan hal yang penting, namun pemanfaatan yang lebih baik dari tenaga kerja yang beragam sangatlah penting bagi usaha kecil.
Skills training for new arrivals is definitely overlooked. We used to be so much better at it going back to the early 90s, the 1980s, and for some reason that hasn't gone the way it should have, and that's some of that's due to the employment service funding process. So we need to get out there and react much more quickly to those areas. And the best way to do that is to go down to local communities and find those communities where they've got a higher number of people that have just arrived and work with them. Empower those communities to go and work with their local TAFE colleges or their local training providers, and between them all they come up with a proposal that works in their community.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.